In this edition of our NFL report, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers' strange, distracting ride, how it continues. James Franklin catches the Eagles in a lie, and how the Cowboys continue to make news, even when there's no news to be made. A reminder, you can get the most detailed information and analysis of the NFL and college football at LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer, or the big sale offer on our front page. It's the best deal that we've got going. You can try it out for a month or 6 months if you prefer. Our big sale on the front is the best deal, though, we have gone. A reminder also to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So perhaps you haven't heard CNN reporter Pamela Brown, who, by the way, is the daughter of the late Phyllis George, for those of you that remember the great NFL Today. Pardon me, Phyllis George. She dropped a report on Wednesday saying that Aaron Rodgers, who has been rumored to be a potential running mate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential election, she said that Aaron Rodgers has spread false conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. She said that Brown said she met with Rodgers at a post-Kentucky Derby party back in 2013. Once she admitted to him that she works for CNN, or she worked for, it still does, I believe, the NFL quarterback criticized the left-leaning outlet for covering up what, quote-unquote, actually happened during the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. For CNN, Rodgers said the tragic shooting, which took the lives of 20 children and 6 adults, was an inside job performed by the government. Brown reportedly pushed back on Rodgers' absurd claim, asking him to provide evidence of his theories. He cited numerous examples, all of which have been disproven since. They're all making it up, he said. They're all actors, Rodgers said when discussing the parents of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, according to a CNN source. Rodgers, meanwhile, has since issued a statement to address CNN reports. He refutes Brown and Tapper's claim on CNN, saying he never came to the conclusion that the event actually took place. Look, I have seen Aaron Rodgers make dumb statements before. Stupid, beyond stupid. This is not something that I believe Aaron Rodgers on. I believe he said it, and I believe he's caught in trying to cover this up. He has come out saying, as I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy, Rodgers said. I'm not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent a necessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected, along with the entire Sandy Hook community. This guy has continued to be a complete weirdo that does things that are not, to say they're distracting, they're beyond distracting. It's the reason why Green Bay couldn't wait to get rid of him. He is, as Mark Murphy, the former president of the Packers, said, this guy's a strange fella. And people were critical of him saying that about one of his players. That's the kindest and the mildest thing I can say about Aaron Rodgers. This guy is beyond goofy, beyond difficult to deal with. Over in Philadelphia, they're frustrated with some comments that Penn State head coach James Franklin calls. He got the Eagles in some trouble with offhand comments he made earlier this week. During Penn State spring media day on Tuesday, the Nittany Lion head coach alluded to contract between Saquon Barkley and the Eagles general manager Howie Roseman before the start of the legal tampering period. From him now to come back to be able to play within the state of Philadelphia, he said, that was one of the first things that Howie said to him on the phone as part of a kind of sales pitch to him, was not only that the Philadelphia Eagles, but obviously the connection with Penn State and the fan bases as well. Now, there's a problem with that. And we have this ridiculous legal tampering period. Basically, the start of the new league year on Wednesday is when these contracts can be officially done. On Monday is when deals can be discussed and agreed upon, but can't be officially done. Communicating with a player individually, like obviously happened here with Harry Roseman and Saquon Barkley, is not permissible. Similar situation appeared to have taken place between the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. Now, the NFL is reporting looking into potential tampering prior to the start of free agency, Now, Roseman and the Eagles have denied all accusations of illegal tampering. While situations like this occur in the league, it's pretty obvious they've been caught with their pants down, been caught with a lie here. The Eagles and the Falcons are currently being looked into by the NFL over potential tampering violations surrounding these free agent signings of Saquon Barkley and Kirk Cousins. They agreed to the deal, both Barkley and Cousins, earlier this week. Specifically, the review of the Eagles' pursuit of Barkley and the Falcons' pursuit of Kirk Cousins based upon recent public comments related to each matter. Listen, according to the NFL rulebook, as it pertains to tampering, teams are only allowed to make contact with player agents during the two-day legal negotiating window, which begins March 11th. Free agency began again on March 13th. Cousins, who did his introductory press conference in Atlanta, admitted he'd been contacted by Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts several weeks ago. He also suggests he had direct contact with the Falcons trainer before the new league year began, a potential tampering violation. As for the Eagles, the NFL's review of Barkley signing seems to stem from those comments that Franklin made. And so it's going to be investigated, and we'll see what comes of it. But it's an example of people trying to stretch the rules. It happens in college. It certainly happens in the NFL as well. Be interesting to see what the NFL does with it. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys making news even when there's no news to be made. The NFL's legal tampering period kicked off this week, and they were eager to see what moves everybody, what the teams were doing. As of Wednesday afternoon, the Cowboys hadn't done anything. They were the only team that had not signed at least one free agent away from another organization since the legal tampering period opened up. They did sign a linebacker in Eric Kendrick. For a team that has a reputation of being aggressive and trying to win, and a team that has been quoted as saying by their owner, we're all in, people are critical of the lack of moves. So, this is a mess of the Cowboys' own making. The Cowboys are all in. Being all in doesn't mean you got to go and sign a bunch of folks. They can't. With the contract that they have with Dak Prescott or the long-term contract they do not have, it's going to be a problem. Dallas has lost some key names, and the free agents have been linked are not going to spark a whole lot of excitement, quite frankly. They're coming off a 12-5 season that ended a disappointing playoff collapse against Green Bay. The biggest priority this offseason appears to be keeping what they have as opposed to adding to it. But they've lost guys on defense. And we have explained to everyone out there that they're not going to be big players in free agency. They don't have enough depth on this team. They don't have enough cap room to be able to make the signings. Their defense is not as good as it was as they left the field against Green Bay. It's a byproduct of their own mess. They raise expectations. An owner that makes comments to, from a marketing standpoint, get everybody on board. But the reality is they're not in a position to do it. So criticize the bravado, the marketing, the hysteria, the circus clown atmosphere that always comes with the Dallas Cowboys. But don't criticize the fact that they can't make moves this year because they simply can't. Criticize the fact that they've made bad contractual decisions in the past that have put them in this cap situation that is preventing them from making this team better at this stage than they were last year. A reminder again, check out LandryFootball.com for all the latest details and inside information on the world of the NFL, college football. LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the big savings sale on the front page. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.